today's date is 10/9/2018. The time is 11:30 the hour. Send me a telephone call to area code number 805. Attempting to get a hold of, which is the mother of Karina. Mother of Karina Reyes. Second call to same phone number 805.
Hello?
Can I speak?
Yeah.
My name is Francisco Jauregui. I'm a detective with the Ventura County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah.
Calling... Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Am I on speaker?
Yeah, I'm in my car. I'm driving. I'm in TJ. I was on my way. I'm in TJ. I just found out that my daughter got shot, and so I'm on my way back right now.
Can you pull over for a second?
Yeah, we'll pull over. Wait, give me a second.
Okay, I'll call you guys like in 5 minutes.
No, I'm pulling over right
okay.
now. Just stay on the phone.
Okay, right? No problem.
Okay, how is my daughter?
She's...
Okay, I'm pulled over.
Okay, can you guys take me on speakerphone? Because the quality of phone is pretty bad.
Okay.
Okay. Can you tell me who your daughter is?
My daughter is Karina Jessica Reyes.
Okay. So she is fine at the hospital. Okay. She's in stable condition. She was shot in the arm, and she should be fine. Okay, I'm not a doctor, but from what I'm hearing, she should be fine, and she's stable. Okay, so.
What happened?
Well, that's what we're trying. Well, that's what we're trying to figure out right now. But the reason I'm calling you is I'm trying to find out a little more of your daughter Karina. Like who she hangs out with, what are her habits, any medical issues that she has.
All I know about my daughter is that when she got out of jail, she came to visit the kids one time, and we have not seen her.
Okay.
You can ask all the sheriffs right there in El Rio because they know me really good. And, you know, as a matter of fact, they were over there on the property last week or the week before, and I asked them, have they heard anything about my daughter?
Okay.
My daughter hangs out at the river bottom. My daughter, I know she uses drugs. I don't know what she's on, but that's all I know. She got out, I think, like, it was maybe August. She got out, like, in August. She was supposed to go to home, but she never came back to the house for me to take her to the home.
Okay.
And I don't know what she's doing out there. I don't know who she's with. I don't know who she hangs out with. I know nothing about her. I even asked the cops the other day if they heard her speak from her.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of stressful for it's stressful for you, but your daughter's gonna be okay. Okay?
Yeah.
She's gonna be okay.
What charge? They told me that she was under arrest, but for what?
I think she had a couple of warrants, and then whatever happened down here with the deputies too. So I'm not 100% sure what occurred with them. So we're still trying to figure that part out.
So who shot her?
Sheriff's or PD? Well, the sheriff's office is investigating that right now. Okay, maybe I could have more information for you when I talk to you again later on. But so you told me that you saw your daughter Karina back in August. It was August of this year?
Yes, when she got out of jail. She got out of jail, I'm almost positive it was like the beginning of August.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure. You can call a probation officer, because even her probation officer called me last month looking for her. And I even asked the probation officer, I said, well, if you do arrest her or anything, can you please let me know? And she said no, because Karina didn't have me as an emergency contact.
Okay. Do you know where she was living? I know you said the river bottom, but do you know if she was living anywhere else here in El Rio?
No. You can ask all the sheriffs. The sheriffs said no. And I don't even know the sheriff that told me. You can ask them. They all know that she's living at the river bottom. They just told me that 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Okay. I talked to and she. That's how I got your phone number. It was. What's your address right now? She told me that you lived on Collins.
I live on Collins.
Yes. What's your address?
It's the front house.
Okay. And you said since August. When did your daughter Karina come and visit you?
When she got out of jail.
That same day.
That day or the next. To me, I think it was the next day, because when I seen her, she didn't look good. And I even told her, I said, when did you get out? And she said, I got out today. And I said, what's wrong with your face? And she goes, well, I got in a fight in there. But she didn't look like she got in a fight. She looked like she slept at the river bottom, because the last time when they took her to jail, her face was all swollen from sleeping next to that ivy, poison ivy or whatever the hell that
is. Okay, yeah.
And she looked the same way.
Okay. Do you know who she hangs out in the river bottom with, or she's been hanging out since she got out of jail?
I have no idea who she hangs out with.
Okay.
I know nothing about my daughter. Nothing.
Okay. You said that she uses drugs. Do you know she uses drugs? Do you know what kind of drugs she uses?
I think it's either meth or crystal. I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever actually seen her use the meth or crystal?
I have not seen her use, but just the way she acts.
Okay. Do you know if she's taking any, or she's seen any, like a psychologist or a psychiatrist for anything?
No.
Or a doctor?
No. She was trying to get on that SMART program, but they refused her. When she was in jail, she was trying to get on that SMART program, and they refused her. They said she wasn't crazy enough.
Okay. Has she been diagnosed with an actual diagnosis?
I know way, way back when she was diagnosed for a manic depressant.
How long ago was that?
A good maybe 7 years ago.
Okay. Do you know if she was taking medication for the manic depressiveness?
Back then she was.
What was she taking?
I have no idea.
Okay.
The social workers put her on. Not the social workers, but the social workers made her go see a psychiatrist or whatever, and they put her on. I don't know what it was though. But this was like in 2002 or 3 or something like that.
Okay. How's her demeanor? I know you said you hadn't seen her since August. But when you saw her, how was her demeanor? Is she pretty, like, calm and comprehensive, or is she kind of wild and out there?
No, she's not wild. She's like, I don't know. She's to herself.
Okay.
She stays to herself. She just stays to herself.
And Have you seen her when she uses meth? How does she become emotionally and physically with people?
She's never done nothing. There's nobody there at the house. She's never tried anything, never hit anybody.
Has she ever been aggressive towards any other people that you heard of or seen her?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you know?
To me, like, she gets scared.
Okay.
Timid. Like, you know, like, she gets timid.
Okay. Have you seen her with any weapons before?
No.
Okay. Have you heard her mention any make any comments that she wasn't going to go back to jail or anything like that?
Oh, no.
Okay. Or comments like threatening law enforcement that she wasn't going to fight with law enforcement
no.
after she saw him?
No.
Okay.
She was going to jail. Nobody wants to go back to jail.
Okay. I understand you just got just remarried and you're probably you were on your honeymoon.
Yes.
Can you give me your full legal name now?
Yeah.
And can I get your birthday? I'm sorry. You said. Okay. Okay. Do you know if she has any other friends that she would hang out usually in El Rio, or people she associate or spend the night at other houses?
Karina doesn't have friends. I'm telling you, she's a loner.
She doesn't have a boyfriend or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Now you told me earlier that she visited the kids. Were those her kids or somebody else's kids?
Yes. Hers.
Her kids? How many kids does she have?
Four.
Four? Who has custody out of them?
I have custody.
You have all four of them?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I just want to go over what you told me. You haven't seen her since August, the beginning of August, where she first got out of jail. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Since then, did you ever came concerned for her safety, that you wanted to follow like a missing persons report or anything like that?
They will not let me file one because they say that she's just out there in the street.
Okay. Has she ever been gone to Hillmont, the psychiatric hospital?
No.
No. All right.
Why do you keep asking me this kind of question?
So I'm just trying to get what she was thinking and what was going on with her mind, trying to ascertain how everything unfolded. Obviously, when people are on drugs, their rationale goes a little bit out the window. And I'm just trying to see if she has any history, because at times, people that have history of this, and it's important for us to know, too, when we talk to when we go to talk to her.
I do know that Karina was scared of the cops. That I do know. I know. She has mentioned to me that they're after her. I do know.
What do you mean? Did she say what she meant by that?
No, she just kept telling me that she knew the cops were out to get her. That's what she would tell me.
Did she say why?
As to why, and she would not tell me.
Okay. Did she think that because she was something? Operation?
Last time that they went to my house,
uh-huh.
She was there. They went to my house and they got her. She ran and hid under the bed. And she kept telling me, "Mom, Mom, please don't let them take me. They're gonna hurt me. They're gonna hurt me. Mom, Mom, please, please."
Okay. And when they had arrested at that time, how did the situation unfold when the cops arrested her?
She finally let go of the bed rail and then they took her in.
Okay. Do you know when that was?
That was, she did maybe 2 months in jail, so, Maybe like in April or May.
Of this year?
Yes.
So this is why she was in custody this whole time then? Were they arrested?
No. Okay. When they got her that day, she had a warrant for, I guess, for not going to Prop 36.
Okay.
But then this other time that she got arrested because supposedly she broke a window or something like that, and then they took her in.
Okay, so which one was the incident that she hit underneath the car, or the bed, I'm sorry?
When she had a warrant. She had a warrant for not going to Prop 36.
And that was like in... Okay.
Yeah, that was like in April or May, and she was out the next day.
Okay. To your knowledge, has she done that before, Hayda, or ran away from the cops, or any other reason she thought that she was hiding from the cops?
No.
Okay. Okay, I think that's going to be it for right now, the questions I have for you.
Are you at my house?
No, we're not at your house. This happened, like, just near your house, but it's not your house.
No, I know, but because there's all kinds of cops at my house. Why is there all kinds of cops at my house?
I have no idea. I need to find out what's going on with that.
Yeah, can you let them know that Karina was not living there at my house? I mean, I know...
Did she... I know they told me something about a trailer that she was staying on Collins, that she had property at.
No, she wasn't even staying in that trailer. There was a car next to it. She was staying in the car.
Okay.
There was another guy staying in the trailer. She was not living in no trailer at my house.
Is the trailer at your house?
Yeah, in the backyard.
Okay.
There's like four trailers back there.
Okay, and Karina wasn't staying back there?
No, she's not. She wasn't staying back there. I'm telling you, the cops, I asked the cops, and they told me that she was going from one river bottom to the other, all to the different sites over there. I have not seen her, heard from her, or nothing. I don't know where she's at. I don't know.
So which car in the back was she staying at? Oh,
the car's gone. I got rid of it so she wouldn't stay back there. No.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I cleaned up the backyard. I got rid of a lot of stuff back there. Just for that simple fact that Karina would not go back there because I do not want to lose my grandkids.
Right.
So Karina's not, you know what I mean? I'm not going to allow her to be over there.
Okay. Do you know who else stays in the trailers back? Let me ask you something. How many trailers are there back there right now?
There's four, five.
Are people living in those trailers right now?
Yes.
How many trailers are occupied by people?
There's the one that a girl named. Then there's another one that and there's another one living, and then there's another one that a girl named. In.
Okay. All right. I need to go find out what's going on then over there. Do you have something to write with?
Something to write with?
Yeah, like okay. a pen or pencil to give you a report number?
No, not right off hand. Like, what do you want to write?
Yeah.
I can't find one.
Well, can you use the phone itself? Go use the phone and write down notes or something on your notes?
Yeah.
And
I'm going to write down.
Okay, can I give you the case number?
Okay, wait.
It's 18-158.
18-158.
434.
4-3-4.
And I'm gonna give you my phone number too. Phone call abruptly terminated at 11:58. Now 58 hours on the caller back. I'm going on call back to. You hear me?
I'm sorry.
No, yeah, okay, no problem.
It hung up. Okay.
Phone number.
Okay, what's your number?
It's 805. Francisco. And last name is Jauregui. J-A-U.
Wait.
J-A-U-R-E. G-U-I.
G-U-I?
Correct.
Are you like the lead?
No, I'm just one of the tech. I'm just one of the techs assigned to us to contact you guys right now. So I'm not the lead investigator. If you have questions for me, give me a call back at that number. If I don't answer, leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, where is my daughter at? So when I get into town, I can go see her.
I don't know if they took her either to VCMC or Los Robles. It would be one of those two hospitals. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, it's going to take me about 3-4 hours to get there. If you hear anything, can you please call me back?
I'll try to do my best that I can to call you back, but I know sometimes I'm tasked with different things, so I might not be able to get a hold of you. I'll try to keep you guys updated. If not, I'll pass your information down to the case agent who's in charge of it, and maybe they could handle it too. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
End of telephone call at 12:01 hours.